Good morning, my brothers, my sisters in the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, I wish you God's blessings today. You are welcome to what is His message by Father Anthony Uche. I welcome you today, Wednesday of the 28th week in ordinary time. My brothers and sisters, it is a fact that the law is promulgated not to enslave us, but to guide our life in the way of holiness, love, peace, and compassion. But a brother or sister under the control of the world, or his or her passion, a brother or sister who follows the counsel of the wicked, lingers in the way of sinners, and sits in the company of scorners, as the psalmist notes, would consider the law, the observance of the law, as a burden, and would never reflect or consider how to fulfill Yahweh's laws. It is also important to note that a brother or sister who observes or reflects on the law for the sake of self-gratification, self-honor, and self-glory lives or acts not for God, but for the self. Thus, my brother, my sister, in order to make sense of the law and to observe the law in truth and spirit, St. Paul says, we must crucify all self-indulgent passions and desires. In other words, God's Spirit would direct us if the seed of self dies. John's Gospel, chapter 12, verse 24, says, if it dies, it bears much fruit. Thus, one who is led by the Spirit is empowered to follow the Lord. He or she finds delight in the law of the Lord, revealed in the life and actions of the church, and he or she would prosper as an instrument of peace, an instrument of love, an instrument of gentleness, an instrument of good, an instrument of kindness and self-control in his community or her community. And so, my brothers, my sisters, let us today allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead us. Allow Him to guide and direct our actions, not for the self, but for the greater glory of God and the good of God's people. May the Lord help us understand His ways and direct our path today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and have a great and wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.